Mike Shani, beginning of Parachini. Parachini, Halohala. Daf, get some of it. Work at Ela Commissioner. Ma'aser Shani, Nitan, Lachila, Lishtia, Lishtika, Lechol, Kol Davashada, Kol, Lechol, Velasuf, Kol Davashada, Kolasuf. So as we saw before, the general rule is you're allowed to use Ma'aser Shani for Achila Shtia, Lishtika. However, it only means in the most efficient way possible. It's something that's not derech to be used, let's say, for sikha. You don't use it for sikha. You have to use it for achila, as we'll see in a moment. But there's also a kula that's involved in this, namely that you are not mechuyev to worry about ma'aser sheni that's not attractive to eat, that's not attractive to summer. So let's say that something is spoiled or that it's not so geschmack, and we could consider it a hefted of ma'aser sheni to leave it and to waste it. Because then it's not the dark that people would normally buy to eat. Lo yasuf yayin v'chometz, even though it's doable, but that's not its primary use. Avosach et ha-shemen. In the fatmin shemen ma'aser sheni, you don't take ma'aser sheni oil to use it to be mefatein with, which means you put in all kinds of, you know, expensive ingredients which should give it taste to the ma'aser sheni, and then those things also absorb the ma'aser sheni, which is the problem. They're thrown out, they're discarded, and they're not eating. So that's considered to be hefted of the shemen. The ein lokchim b'dmei ma'aser sheni shemen mefutah. You cannot use money of ma'aser sheni to pay for shemen b'futam, because shemen b'futam is very expensive, and it's not considered to be most people's food. So you would be paying double, triple for something that should be essentially only the use of shemen. You can go ahead and be mefatim wine, because that's considered to be norm, and it's not wasted. Natan b'tochot vash v'tavlin v'yishbichu. And suppose you added chulin, so you added honey and tavlin to wine, and now the value is more than the ingredient. So now, how much of that value can be purchased by ma'aser sheni?
So
you had a dollar's worth of ma'aser sheni wine, and you added in 50 cents worth of vash, and now the mixture is worth $2.
Then you're coming to buy with
ma'aser. So you want to buy with ma'aser sheni. So what part of the total price is ma'aser sheni price? Lefi chesbon, it's prorated. So in other words, we view, let's say, that particular example I gave, the ma'aser sheni was 2/3 of the ingredient, value of the ingredient. The honey was 1/3. 2/3 of the shevach, the extra 50 cents, is viewed as being paid for ma'aser sheni. Gadim shenikta shluim akat lutot shom ha'aser sheni v'yishbich v'shevach. Lefi chesbon, so you would have made a casserole with fish, which is obviously not ma'aser sheni, and now you have katnutot that are ma'aser sheni. So now, which part? Sharp vegetables. Katnutot is usually translated turnips. So the shevach there would be the pikesh, because I can note the shevach directly in the food. Whereas isasha ma'aser, let's say you have like an isa ma'aser sheni, which now you bake. Now baking it obviously makes it worth more, and that baking is the result of the wood. It's the result of the fuel that you have. So there, nonetheless, we don't say that the shevach goes partially to the wood, and that we should see the difference in value between the ma'aser sheni part and the energy part. Because the energy is no longer here. Well, the year, since the energy is no longer noted, it's noticeable, it's already been used, so all of the shevach in this case would go to the ma'aser sheni. It has to be part of it for the full value of the ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni nitan la'akila, because shekatuv bo. Achila, b'shtiyah, because השתייה בכלל אכילה. זה בספר שנצאת הכל בכל אשר תאווה נפשך בבוקר בתלזון ויאכלת. וזו ויאכלת, but doesn't say to drink it, but שתייה nonetheless is included in אכילה by definition. Therefore we're not interested in having a special pasuk v'shatita, but okay, that's always includes akilah. And how do we know that though? Rabbi Yonah says they can learn out the following pasuk. Arkein amarti b'nei Yisrael kol nefesh v'kem lo yokal dam. Now, when you say, don't eat blood, what are we referring to? Manan kayami. Im adam shekarash. We're talking about blood that has now congealed. V'tani dam shekarash. Eino lo okel v'lo mashkeh. The din is that congealed blood is not considered to be what we thought it meant. Is not considered to be chayav not on the achila of the dam and not on the shtiyah of the dam, because you're not eating an ochel, you're not drinking a mashka over here.
Because it's in a semi-state.
Right, that's what we thought. But it isn't, but it's not considered to be an act of achila, and it's not considered to be an act of shtiyah.
But where it's hardened and become, okay, so does it do that? Blood becomes very hardened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it can on Antayamim, Kamoshahu. We must be talking about a case where the blood is fresh blood. And the Torah is calling it lotokal. You see, must mean that shtiya is generally referred to as achila also. But tani hincha, if you went ahead and you melted down chelet, the gum o, and you swallowed it in that fashion, or hincha et hadam, if you caused the blood to congeal, the alkalot, harez achayim. Here it says the phrase you are achayim. I mean, how could you say that it's neither a ma'akal nor a mishnah? I mean, obviously, if we're calling Dam Shekarash a Machal, so then, or at least whatever it is, we're calling it Chayat, so then how do we know that the Torah wasn't referring to congealed blood when it said Lo Yochal Dam? No, Bishtiyad would not be included in Achila. So now what are you going to do? So now, my Aviva, Rabbi Yonah, Eino Lo Ochel, it should say, Yolo Mashkeh. There's a point over here, is when the Brisa says, Lo Ochel, the Lo Mashkeh, what does that mean? It means it isn't Ochel or Mashkeh, Latame Tumas Mashkeh, or Latame Tumas Ochel, but the point over here is that not that it's not going to be Chayev, of course it's going to be Chayev. What we're talking is that it's not a Mashkeh. Udam is one of Sheva Mashkeh, it's not a Mashkeh. And even though it's Kar, it's not considered to be Roy Lachila, that's Emid Lachila. And so, but it has nothing to do with the chiyam. Of course, you're chayav on blood if it's coagulated.
Coagulated blood, reduced
the coagulated
blood and
oil is not coming from the blood. Coagulated blood. Too much meat. You're talking about over here, Oakland. It's not from a dead person. It could be from an animal. What else?
Coagulated blood.
No. Coagulated blood. No. Okay, fine. So I'll learn it from somewhere else. Because coagulated blood is from a animal. When we say that, what are we referring to? Are we talking about that you went ahead, and it says the perish over there, our drink, right? So now if we're going to assume that it means that the achalta means that you should take that wine, and you should put it into a tapshil. And that's the way that you're going to eat wine. But otherwise, you can't use Maizr Sheni to drink wine. I mean, that's what you would have to say. So then, what exactly do I do? That I take the wine and pour it into my shalom? Right? And that's the pshat. That's why it's called Akhilah, lo ta'am l'gam. Isn't that, that's considered to be wine? That's a ta'am l'gam. You're not even supposed to use the wine of Maizr Sheni for such a thing. And that's basically you're being mocked at it. It was originally delicious wine, and now it's challenged wine. So it can't be charged. You've got to be talking about the yayin as yayin, not the yayin that was charged, and nonetheless, those calling it akhila. So you see, that's the end of the call akhila. How do you know that we're not talking about? Whereas the point is that kol ha'ochel la'ochel is och. Or maybe it's talking about things where the taste of the wine actually makes everything taste so much better that it's not considered to be a hat, that it's considered to be a sheha. And that's why the Torah calls it achinua. But in achinami, to drink the wine directly, maybe it wouldn't be considered to be achinua.
Well, that's saying it's not
tam of dam. Right, not necessarily tam of dam. I mean, if you're willing to dray a cup on what the pasuk means, I mean, I can find a case for you where there are types of oakland that putting wine in is not acid. Yeah. Some types of things in which the wine is. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Shabbat Aminacha. Rabbi Yossi says, look, it says Shvua Shalom Ochal, the Achal Vishata. Aha. So it says over there, it's not that you're crying Shtayim. It says over there, Ain't no crying Balacha. Right? Forget about that. It's come right out of me. What it says is, Ain't no crying Balacha. You're only crying once. If Shtia is a separate thing, you wouldn't be crying twice. Obviously. Here is one because there's one Achiel of Achiel. Who is excuse me, Abba Levi Yossi. Amrin de Batra. Why don't you say what it says in the Sefer and then bring a Raya Fakir? It says Shvush Lo Achal Be'eshter. Ve'achal V'shatachai Eshtai. So now I say, Ilu Mishayal Afanav Shmei Kikarim. V'amar Shvush Lo Achal Kikarzeh. And then he goes in and he says, Shua Shlok Kalki Kaza. So what's the Zim Shaman of Kayashtayim? Obviously with the Kayashtayim, he says. Therefore, even if Achila is the Klal Shtia, that doesn't mean that if you mention separately, that you're not going to be Kayam with two separate Shuas. It's not a Kash. Because even if you would say two separate Shuas on Achila, you'd be Kayashtayim. So even if Shtia and Achila are the same thing, if you repeated yourself, you say Shua Shlok Kalki Kaza, you'll be Kayam separately for Achila and Shtia. With the Hananya B'Shem Rabbi Tinker, Shamala Minhaka. Shvua Shalo Ochal, Yakal Ochlim She'inam Ru'in La'Achila, V'Shata Mashkin, She'inam Ru'in Shtia, specifically, that they're not palatable, the Parker. Ha'im, not palatable, it's clear. Ha'im Shata Mashkin Ru'in Shtia Kaya. He says the parish over here that you would be Kaya. So you see over here, but you're chayav, even though you made a shvur that says, well, b'shvur shlo ochal, wasn't the shvur that I won't eat, that's what it says. So you see that shtia is b'chal achil, otherwise how am I chayav on shtia? Should have just said b'chal achil on shtia. Okay, so necha b'masnitz in denam, marim shvua shlo ochal. So, fine. I understand that from the Mishnah you have a raya because it says shvua shlo ochal, and we're being b'chayav, okay? But, okay, so this, the gear cell is a little mixed up over here. Baram, it should say, Karebi Marim, it should say Amar. So, Amar, Shvur Shalom Kal, Vichalo Eshteh. The problem is that he's, Rebbe, gear cell, there, Shvur, is the fairest Shvur Shalom Kal, Vichalo Eshteh. In which case, you can't bring a rod, because it's not talking about a shrewd son, Shlo Achal. Rabbi Chinana Shemalamin Haba. Rabbi Chinana had another raya. Achal v'shatav v'helein echad. If on Yom Kippur you ate and you drank in one hell and you didn't realize it was Yom Kippur in between, eino chayav v'ela achad. It must be that there's one iser. Rabbi Abba Mori Shemalamin Haba. Lo achal v'oni mimeni. So what does that mean? No, Achal Tikal Ni. But what? El Shabbiti? It's crazy for a guy to say, I didn't go against the halacha of Shrimas HaMaisen, right? Because I was not Ochal Boni. But he leaves open the question of whether it had been Shal Tikal Ni. The obvious thing that he's saying is, I didn't consume it. This is the tumor, right? So therefore, it must be that it's included. And certainly it's not El Shabbiti. So therefore, not the Ashti is the Klal Achila. So by saying Lo Achal, he means Lo Shatiti. But if you want Neicha command the Yom HaShvua Shelo Ochal V'Shata. If a guy makes a Shvua that he's not going to eat and he drinks, so fine. And we said that you would be Chayav. But Brahm command the Amar Shvua Shelo Eshteva Achal. What if the guy made a Shvua that he's not going to drink? And he goes ahead now and he eats. So there we would say that is that it would be pot. The aim, achila, bechlal shtia. And the other way around, we don't say that achila is bechlal shtia. We say achila is bechlal shtia is bechlal achila. The Easter boy mashma min hava lo tukal lechol b'sharecha matzah v'gam chava tirosh chad yitzarecha. Now, what is tirosh? Tirosh is yayin. What is yitzar? Yitzar is sicha. And what does it say? Lo tukal lechol. So the Torah is korau ta'achila. So you see that the word achila means to consume. Whether you're consuming by eating, drinking, sicha, it's all considered to be consumption. The ino mechuvar. However, this is not a very good mekuvar doesn't mean mekuvar in our sense, but mekuvar means deriser, the way we always use it. It's not absolutely, it means it's an asmach, and we had this before many times early on in Zoyim. You know, mekuvar, it doesn't mean that it's a real drasha, it means it's an asmach. Because if you're going to tell me that it's a real drasha, then why aren't you a big high mouth if you look here, Allah, it's a choma. Somebody would, let's say, do sikha outside of Yerushalayim. According to this, it would be over on the Rav, on the Lav itself, Mamish, right? Which is not true. You do not get Malkus. Because Amar Rav Yosef ben Chanina ein lokin chutz lakoma ella al, because all of this should be taken out, like the Sheni, Torah, Shemichnas, Yerushalayim, we have to forget that, right? And it should say ella al achila v'shtiyat levad. That's the gross news. Not on Sikha. Right, so therefore, this shows that this couldn't be meant as a deraisa. Yes, the Gemara means nine shein mechuvar, and how else can I prove to you? I mean, obviously, this I've already proven to you, but how else can I show you? Kada the Tani, the Shabbos, bein sicha shishal ta'anud, bein sicha sheina shal ta'anud muta. Yom HaKippurim, Bein Ticha Shisha Tanud, Bein Ticha She'ena Shisha Tanud Asura. B'Tisha Babu B'Tanit Tzibur, Bein Ticha Shisha Tanud Asura, B'She'ena Shisha Tanud Muta. No. Yes, how does that prove it? We're going to say that it's Mutter, Ticha She'ena Shisha Tanud.
It doesn't mean
that it's an Eilim Mechuvah, right? Yeah. If it's Eilish Shaltanum, so it means also in Yom HaKippurim. Right, so far we haven't proven anything, right? We'll have to see the end of it.
What?
So far everything's fine. And it's got to be from the end alone that we're bringing by. And we take out this thing. Right, the Vahatani ruins the whole thing. That's why it has to be erased. Because it's all one thing in order to bring a riot. Shavot tichal ishtia liyisur v'tashlumim avalo la'onesh. Right? So here the Yom HaKippur liyisur avalo la'onesh. That means that you're not chayav malchus on it. If this would be, if the lo tichal achol b'sharech was a drasha mamish instead of an esmacha, then it would have to be chayav malchus. You see from here also that there's some type of difference between Sikha, in other words, it's included in some type of broad sense, but it's not literal that it should be an act mamish of achila.
That's what we have to say.
Even though it's included, it's not midiraisa.
Well, when we say not to eat it, we also mean
that it's associated. Right. But that's not midiraisa in terms of being included in the law. Mamish. Right. We're on the next stop already, you know what I mean?
And it says, the